Well, you've done the impossible. You made me speechless. But only for a minute or two. Well, it's... I really cannot disguise how happy I am to be here tonight. Though I will try periodically through the night. I will try periodically to seem displeased, dispersed, disenchanted, disinterested, until I disappear. Is this one working? Oh, I can use this one too. Okay. Is this one all right? Or do you like, okay. All right. I'll keep shifting around. Well, I bet it's really hot, isn't it, out there? Well, you know what we'll do? Like, you know, we'll talk and I'll read some and I think the fan's off. Then I could like have them put the fan on for a few minutes and then, you know, we'll just, you know, let me know what you need, okay? Well, I got, last time I was in San Francisco was actually, I can't remember where it was in 79, but I was reading, my last moments was reading somewhere, I can't remember where, but as I started reading, because I'm not the memorizing kind of person, I started reading from my book, and all of a sudden, I could not see the writing. I think it's called The First Step into Old Age. But I was like looking and I thought, well, it was only like 6 minutes into the night and maybe one or two of you might be there. I think most of the people that were there would never come again. Because, well, I couldn't read anything and I just had to keep on talking and I just drew from my mentor, Johnny Carson, and just kept on going and got out of town as quickly as possible. I tried to wait long enough to make sure all the people in that place left town. And now I'm back. But as a courtesy, I have bought Specs. Is this dancing in the street or what? So, how you like my threads? I can give you a rundown. Obviously, I'm not trying to win the... Well, obviously, I'm behind the times, but that's all right. I like how the kids wear these, I know they're supposed to be not in anymore, but I still like these Doc Martin shoes, so I got new ones from England. I bought them in Canada. And I got these Levi's in New York at Urban Outfitters. Only where I come from, I mean, I'm saying Levi's because I've been brainwashed by my husband, but actually, I prefer to call them dungarees. And I can't, the girl who made this coat sent it to me, but I can't pronounce her name, but it's, let me see. You've been dying for this moment, haven't you? Better make you wait. I might need it as a card later. The t-shirt? Well, actually, my friend Oliver gave it to me, and it's from Gotham Bookmart. That's my favorite New York bookstore. I don't have a City Lights t-shirt, or I would have wore it. I am a city light. All right, where's this baby at? Come on. I'm looking for you. Everything is shit. The word art must be redefined. This is the age where everybody creates. Rise up, nigger, take up your true place. Rise up, nigger, the word too must be redefined. This is your arms and this is your hook. Don't the black boys get shook. High asses, get down. Nigger, no invented for the color, it was made for the plague. For the royalty who have readjusted their sores. The artist, the mutant, the rock and roll mulatta. Rise, new babe, born sans eyebrow and tonsil. Outside logic, beyond mathematics, self-torture and politics. Arise in health, new niggers, and celebrate the birth of the one. This is your calling and this is your psalm. Rise up, niggers, and reign with your instruments of fortune. Everything comes down so pasteurized. Everything comes down 16 degrees. They say your amplifier is too loud. Turn your amplifier down. Are we high, all alone, on our knees? Memory is just hips that swing like a clock. The past projects fantastic scenes. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Fuck the clock. Time is a woman. Now, are you applauding my brilliance? Or my spittle? And fine spittle it is. And you know why? Because I drink a lot of water, and you should too. Should just try to make yourself drink like 6 glasses of water a day. And please, it doesn't cost a lot, just your fingers and some baking soda. Take care of your teeth. Time is a woman reshaping. Take and watch. She perfumes her hair with the attar of battle. Her armor is the rose-cut brass of Allah. Bond or bondage, that is the question. Arise, the people divided are not strong enough. Arise, nigger, we are summoned by the panel of horns, of the rim of horns and the space around, spread with hoops and hooves and the grain of clarity and charity. He who challenges the king receives commune and call, trial by riddle, trial by fall. Communication with the future is not here. It's not in heaven. It's here, man. It's here, man. Jehovah, I have the son of time, pieces it all together, the 17 jewels of the alchemist. Time is a myth of golden shit, like carrot eggs easing out of goose ass. How disgusting. Actually, it's just in allegiance with the old fairy tale, you know, the goose that laid the golden eggs. I mean, where did they come from? They come from some orifice, right? Do I remember where I am? Berlin, right? What year is it? It is many years simultaneously colliding happily. The long animal cry, woman is blessed. The perfect merging of beauty and beast. The green gas moving in like excitement. And the slip slipping, sliding into layers of wax. Red, black, gone and going. A woman alone in a tube of sound. Resounds is resounding. A long, low whine moving through the spine. A pelvic wind up through the primal arms. New boy is spawned, bald and screeching like an eagle on a table with tongue preserved. Coiling, then flashing. A slender thread of lightning piercing tents and shattering space. A woman gives birth to an ass and a face. Everything is shit. No. I don't believe it. Calligraphy go. Wow, that was cool. That word calligraphy really got in my mouth and moved around, like the calligraphy that it is. If you could imagine, like, if you were eating, like, Jell-O that was alive, but it was in, like, Kufic, or Kufic, is that how you say it? You know, that Arabic-style writing? You know, it looks sort of like this. Now, pupils, you will be tested later on this. Anyway. It's a mighty fine word, calligraphy. Where was I? Everything is shit. No, I don't believe it. Calligraphy glows, inspired worms twine and emit a hairy, rubbery light. Great hands twist and bend the strings and shoot high, slime and fudgies through comic neon. Neo boy is born again in the red and yellow torrents of rock and roll shimmer. Scrapbook green suit standing over John, legs spread spurting gold. I was a hipster revival, swinging chain, bending and bombing the face of a finishing school, a fool leaning jukebox, alder kneeler, action painter, misery himself. Misery herself, writhing on a bed of pale blue mohair, there and not there. I was several others, and I was your mother. I manufactured your nectar. I moved from your presence to worship your radiance. Baby, hold the lamp, my generous equal. Baby, hold the lamp on my celestial body. The bells just vomit, the hard grunts, the magical moans. With our duty union and our sweet detachment, baby, hold the lamp. Shooting arrows, city of glittering architecture, city of endless spears, moons of light, billowing face masks, city of minarets, city of stars, amours, city of love and birth, of you, Neo boy, star of my belly. Each cry we utter is lost. If you killed 10 of the people, it wouldn't matter. If you saved the son of a king, it's worth a lot. I am your savior, I am your lover, and I am several others, and I am your mother, who moves from your presence, my radiant, my eminent, epidemic, city of stars. The boy was in the hallway, drinking a glass of tea. From the other end of the hallway, a rhythm was generating, a process of rude investigation. The hard glare stretched. He set down his glass. Growth too is rude. The high grass, indigo leaves. He lit a fag, surveyed the terrain. The red air split his nostrils twitched, his throat filled with the phlegm of awareness, tightened over the sounds of his despair like a net over prey. Wings fluttered against his cord and his enormous eyes rolled back. The leaves rearranged, exposing his mission, clear as a wavy bend. And the music, and the music. The boy is Johnny, has always been Johnny. Johnny Bongo, Johnny Cloud, Johnny Guitar, Johnny O'Clock. Time is falling. He straps his boots and seizes his bag. He is Johnny Appleseed, subliminal landscape painter. He is the brush, the mouthpiece. He is gyrating on the edge of indifference, spinning off the cliff, seducing holy fists, pressing the lever of the lost. And who is found? He checks the glass, a sultry image who has shaved his fragile throat. With buttered hair and greased gestures, he buckles his cup, lip, hands, pocket full of seed. He is his own steed, ready to go, man, go. And he knows how to pony as he draws and dives into a triptych of sweat dedicated to nothing but the cultivation of a land of a thousand dances. This is a little poem. You know what? Would you mind if I read you something a little long? Thanks. It's not too long. This is sort of a new piece, and I wrote this little story for Richard Soul, and you know, some of you might have gotten to see Richard play in the 70s, and he was our piano player, and he was more than that, but he was great. Anyway, I wrote this little story for Richard, and the reason I decided to read it here is Richard loves San Francisco. He loved it, and he liked to prowl the streets here, and I think he would like it to have a little story read about him here. It's called Mitty, like in midi blouses, you know, like those sailor. The first time, do you mind hearing this story? Okay. Well, me and Lenny Kaye were doing things together, and we really started thinking we'd like a piano player, but the people we tried to work with, they just weren't right. And then one day Danny Field said he was going to send a kid in. And so, well, we were waiting, and we didn't really have that much hope. And in comes this kid. He comes sort of gliding in, and he had like long golden curls and sailor shirt. And as soon as me and Lenny saw him, we looked at each other and we both clacked them immediately. And Lenny said, "DNV," which was, I knew just what he meant, death in Venice. Because at the same period, that movie was out. And that's how Richard got his nickname, DNV. And anyway, it's just a little tale. She called him Mitty because of the way he wore his shirts. And though he despised travel, he possessed a sailor's air and a sailor's grace. They would sail through the night on nothing but white Java. It was their specialty, Evian, Nescafe, and too much milk. It's my recipe, too. European style in a glass. She'd stay up writing, puffing on cools and tracking back and forth through the rail flat, chanting the same sequence of sentences over and over, relocating a semicolon, cleaning the rhythm, and he'd float by with a comb and scissors, working on his hair. They'd never collide save for the one of a match. He was a serious smoker, and he seemed to swim in its atmosphere, dividing the night between the ashtray, the mirror, and gently beating and squeezing some Mendelssohn from the untuned bowels of an old upright. To break it up, they'd dance. He was a superb dancer. They'd dance real slow without touching, and we did. To real fast music. That was the cool thing. We put on really fast, the fastest music we could, and then like the trick was like to dance that so that perceptively you look like you were dancing, but you were hardly moving. And he always beat me. It used to kill me, but he did. They danced real slow without touching to real fast music, stopping to down a few glasses of hot instant. Another careless evening, brimming with caffeine, laughter, another white Java night. Isn't that cool? He was always there for her. They'd drown their troubles and fall into a helpless pit of melodic, hysterical laughter. She'd get back to work. Mitty'd make coffee. In really tough, rough times, he'd take her by the arm and they'd board the F train to Coney Island. He'd push her on the roller coaster. If you get through this, you'll be fine. She had terrible pride. She refused to scream. He sang. Afterwards, they spent hours in a luncheonette, the one with Formica floors, flanking the jukebox, dancing, without touching, not saying a word. We were so cool, really. But you know what, truthfully, he was cooler. Years passed, and one Sunday, as she sat writing, the phone rang. It was a friend, and the news was bad. Mitty had died, just like that, in the arms of some lost boy. in a helicopter above the river and the island and the city. He died a boy's death, a young rheumatic heart that just gave out. It was so sudden and the shock was so great, she felt she had to vomit. As she bounded upstairs, she had a crazy vision of an archer shooting three arrows at once, all of them going in separate directions, all of them on target. She sat on the bed, all set to grieve, all set to spurt 1,000 tears and then 1,000 more. But the baby cried, and she bent over the crib to adjust a quilt. As she straightened her eye, As she straightened the quilt, her eye was caught by the television light, and she was completely taken by the opening shots of an obscure and seductive film. She was drawn, it seemed, into the scene, into a place upon a mat, on an immaculate floor, and set before her was a bowl of sake and a teapot and a smaller bowl. Drink, she was told, and she did. The film unfolded, the horror and humor of the world of the shade, and it seemed to her that her cup was filled and refilled, bowl after bowl of prosperous waters, a pale liquid dressed in light. Was the baby crying? She reached for the remote and was about to lower the volume when she was distracted again. It was the moon, setting in the narrow opening of the drapes. She pulled the cord and opened them wider. It was then that she noticed how happy she felt, exquisitely happy. The moonlight poured and covered her like a spotlight, and she danced with the moon, a willing and alluring partner. They danced without touching and without a tear. It made me think we were recording this summer, and well, thank you. But, well, first, well, this is a stupid story, never mind. It's even too stupid for you. Well, first, what happened is I was doing a vocal and I couldn't remember the words, so I had to use my pages and I had to put my glasses on. And first, my glasses slipped off my nose, and that was the hardest thing. But then after that, I went to bend down to, what happened after that? I forget the second one, but it was bad enough. But the third one was when I tried to take my headphones off, one of my braids got caught in it, and I was trying to pull my headphones off, and they had already gone through the fact that, oh, I tripped over my microphone cord and then had knocked the microphone off. But all of it was completely done while I was trying to be really disciplined. So just realized I don't really remember the whole story. Might be time to take my jacket off. Actually, the reason I'm leaving it on is because I know you must be really hot out there, and it's really hot with this jacket on, so then we can suffer mutually. Yum, yum, the stars are out. I'll never forget how you smelled that night, like cheddar cheese melting under fluorescent light, like a day-old rainbow fish. What a dish. Gotta lick my lips, gotta dream my daydream, Thorazine brain cloud, rain comes coming down all over her. There she is, on the hill, pale as a posy, getting soaking wet. Well, hope her petticoat shrink. Well, little shepherd girl, you're gonna kingdom come, looking so clean, the guardian of every little lamb. Well, beep beep sheep, I'm moving in. I'm gonna peep in Beau's bodice. Lay down, darling, don't be modest. Let me slip my hand in. Oh, that's soft. That's nice. That's not used up. Oh, a little overacting there. Let me Let me turn back the clock on that. That's not used up. Huh. Isn't that better? If you think of yourself as just a continual human, what do you call that? Oh, man. Well, that's good, too. That's probably better, but I was thinking of, like, when you get your, like, a test for, oh, screen test. Like, yeah, if you're, like, in a constant, like, having a constant screen test, you have to, like, think of these little nuances. I don't know if that explained it, but I'm just going to pretend that we're all in accord. Oh, don't cry. Wit? What's wit? Oh, that. Well, that's just the rain, lammy pie. Now don't squirm. Let me put my rubber on. I'm a wolf and a lambskin Trojan. See, I know this is really naughty, but at least it's safe. So, hopefully, my victim is neither pregnant nor disease-free at the end. Oh, yeah. I can remember now why I stopped reading this. I only decided to read this because I remembered Richard liked it, and I bet he's really, like, really snickering now. Just enjoying seeing me in such a embarrassing predicament. Or as Popeye would say, embarrassing. Wit? What's wit? Oh, that. Well, that's just the ring, lammy pie. Now don't squirm. Let me put my rubber on. I'm a wolf and a lambskin Trojan. Oh, yeah, that's hard. That's good. Now don't tighten up. Open up, bebop. Lift that little butt up. Open wider, bebop. Come on. Nothing. Ken, stop me. Now. Ooh, isn't that good, my melancholy bebop? Oh, don't cry. Come on. Let's dance in the grass. Let's cut a rug. Let's jitterbug. Roll those tiny white stockings down. Bobby Sacco, let's flow. Come on, this is a dance contest. Under the stars, let's dance in the grass. Let's Alice in the grass. Let's swing Betty Boop Hoop. Let's Birdland. Let's stroll. Let's rock. Let's roll. Let's whalebone. Let's go. Let's deodorize the night. February or, you know. What? No, I can't really tour too much because I do have two children and I really can't, all right? I mean, I'm really happy to see everybody and I'm sure I'll do some things, but, well, thank you. That's the best offer I've had in a long time. But I'll figure something out. I can't help it. It's I don't know. So what else? So what else has been happening? Yes, well, school starts in Michigan on Thursday, so I have to get those new loafers and the uniforms ironed. But I'm a little tired tonight. The reason being is they called me from back home, and my laundry room flooded, and I can't tell you how much that breaks my heart. It's my one domestic task that I do fairly excel in, and so I had to call A&E Plumbing and talk to Pearl, and then I had to talk, she put me on hold, and I had to talk to Al, and then we had to talk about the sump pump and the laundry pump, and so I know I got something. Is there anything that you're like, I'm going to read this tiny little poem. This is a little poem for my friend Robert Mapplethorpe. I think I got a different one for him in here that maybe you never heard. You never heard it because I never read it. So I'll read that one. This is called 4 Years in the Sky. It is the blue. It is mauve slate, blank fix, hallowed gate, opening onto sterile grasses and slick shimmer of blood again. I see you lying there, an impossible of array of tubes, smiles, a blooming burst of wound tissue, foam. It is youth. It is froth of same gone. It is you. Is it you? Are you really there? You picked up and went to heaven knows where. It is teeth in the sun, an eternity of one's own. I swear you'd like it. You'd like my children, the tail of the stars. You'd like the earth, scraping mud from souls. I think of just that. It is the clay I squeeze to form your face. It is cloud I mold, the air's embrace. Where are you going? It is the blue. Why must you go? I have to fly. It is blank fix. It is the sky. One thing, ever after. It is the love. It is the laughter. That they do. Boy. This is a little piece called Hymn. I writ this for my husband a long time ago when we were courting. We hadn't eaten in 2 days. We were entirely intoxicated. For me, it was his presence, the alcohol and the glow of communication. I couldn't bear to fill up with anything but liquids when he was near me. Neither of us were able to eat. I had a soft dose of hashish, which I washed down with Calvados. I watched his hand grip the slender neck of the bottle. The hash was coming on, and I couldn't function. He led me to the door and saw me to the station. I was trying to vomit, but there was nothing in my stomach except for a few crackers. We had made no plans of contact. The bus pulled away, and some nuns skirted across the window. I got involved with the hem of their dresses, a perfect round of socket stitches. I didn't get a last glance of him. I didn't get a last glimpse of him. I was a human bomb, a greased and mushrooming drill. The bus was moving into a black hole. I didn't resist. I saw his face and relaxed and left. I was gone. And when the bus landed, the driver came and got me. The car moved slow and It whisked through the dense fog. It was thick. It was wavy, like the breath of a beast. I could smell jasmine. The monastery was up ahead. The silence and beauty in the tomb. I couldn't talk. I was paralyzed. In the bathroom, I threw up in a trash basket. I rinsed my mouth out, and I caught my reflection in the mirror. It was him, and only him, etched and soaked in the muscles of recognition. I braced myself against the ledge of the window, and I watched the mold turnings of the novices below. Fragile monks with necks smooth and cool like the skin of a magnum. Pink bubbles drifted from the mouth of the youngest, lying with his face against a rock. The other boys kept turning, devout and burning and trilling a long gush of sounds and verbs that were easily transferred into a song of mutual love. Oh, let me check. Yeah, but is there a marijuana plant? Thank you. Thank you. You know who has the sign of the bear like this? The great golfer, Jack Nicklaus. His nickname, the Golden Bear. Well, he was a great golfer, and I'm sure he's a fine man. Whoops. Perfect moon, I am calling. Perfect moon, clad and pure, I approach your naked neck, barefoot, bang, perfect. Moon, perfect moon, I am with you. Perfect moon, I adore, surrendering to thy great hands. I am yours, perfect moon. You know, when I finally do sing, you're going to be ecstatic. Oh, I was bad. I didn't do what I should. Mama kicked me with a licking and tell me to be good. When I was bad twice times, she shoved me in a hole and cut off all my fingers and laid them in a finger bowl. My mama killed me. My papa grieved for me. My little sister Anna Lee wept under the almond tree. Oh, I loved a car. And when I was feeling sad, I lay down on my daddy's Ford and I'd feel good. And you know that I got bad, rubbed hubcaps from the men, and I sold them to the women, and I stole them back again. And I got me a car, a Hudson Hornet car, and I rode the pretty ladies, and I often went too far. I went to Chicago, I went to Kalamazoo, I went to Nashville, the highways I flew, I went to Salinas, I rode by the sea, and the people all scolded and pointed to me. They said, there's a bad boy. I was so bad boy, they gathered their daughters. I heard what they said. Steer away from him, honey, because that boy is bad. And though he's hung good and flashes that loot, don't slide by his side. He rides the wrong route because he's a bad boy. I was so bad boy, my mama killed me. My papa grieved for me. My little sister Anna Lee wept under the almond tree. And I wept on the stock car. I captured the junkyards and I sped through the canyons. Though I never went far from the wrecker's mechanics, I worshiped these men, but they laughed at me, man. They laughed at me, man. They called me mama's boy. Mama, 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 mama's boy, mama's boy. Monday at midnight till Tuesday at 2, drunk on tequila thinking of you, ma. I drove my car, mon, ma, wrecking cars was my art. I held a picture of you, ma, close to my heart. I rode closed-winded, it was 90 degrees, and the crowd, it was screaming for me. They said I was nonsense, true diver, chicken driver, no sense, but I couldn't hear them, I couldn't see. Fenders high as angels blazed inside of me, and I sped on, raged in steam and heat, and I cracked up and rolled at your feet. I rolled in flames and rolled in a pit, where you caught me with a tire iron and covered me in shit. And I could have got up, but the crowd had screamed, no, that boy is evil, too bad for parole, so bad his mama cut off all his fingers and laid him in a finger bowl. His mama killed him, his papa grieved for him, his little sister Anna Lee wept under the almond tree. Oh, I was bad. I didn't do what I should. Mama catch me with a licking and tell me, you be good.
Somebody knows me here.
This is my friend Tony Shanahan, who played bass with us when we recorded it this summer. And I'm going to do a little tune for you. Actually, it's for her.
Makes me come on like some heroin.
With Ivan Crow. Elvis Presley done it, so the king shows the way. This is a little Bob Dylan song, and we'd like to do it in memory of Jerry Garcia. Oh, the gentlemen are talking. The midnight moon is on the riverside. They're drinking up and walking, and it is time for me to slide. I live in another world where life and death are memorized, where the earth is strung with lover's pearls, and all I see are dark eyes. A cock is crowing far away, another soldier deep in prayer. A mother's child has gone astray. She can't find him anywhere. But I can hear another drum beating for the dead that rise, where nature's beast is as they come, and all I see are dark eyes.
tell me to be discreet for all intended purposes. They tell me revenge is sweet, and from they stand I'm sure it is. But I feel nothing for their game, where beauty goes unrecognized. All I feel is heat and flame, and all I see are dark eyes. Oh, the French girl, she's in paradise. A drunken man is at the wheel. Hunger pays a heavy price to the falling gods of speed and steel. Oh, time is short and the days are sweet, and passion cools the arrow that flies. A million faces at my feet, but all I see are dark eyes.
We're going to do a little song that me and Lenny Kaye wrote, and Lenny sent his best regards, and he really wanted to be here, but he had to go to Waylon Jennings' barbecue.
Of your dust, host of your host. are the tears that fall from your eyes. Sigh of your sigh, cry of your cry. We shall live again. We shall live again.
We shall live again.
Shake out the
ghost.
I have to admit, I'm getting a little tuckered out. The kids are great. They're starting school in a couple of days, and Jesse's excited. Jack's bummed. But Jack's 13, Jesse's 8, so I guess you can figure. My sister Kimberly, she's doing great. Actually, she plays mandolin on the record we're working on. She plays mandolin. And she's doing great. She's healthy. She's taking good care of herself. She's practicing really hard. And she works in four-handed dentistry. I'm so proud of her. She's actually the only one of us, of all of us, really, that actually made something of herself. I mean, that dentistry stuff's really rough. Which reminds me, also floss. I know it sounds really stupid and it sounds uncool, but believe me, just be uncool in the privacy of your own home, floss, and save those teeth, because it's such a pain in the ass later if you don't. I'm not talking from personal experience. So what do we got? We'll try. Well, we can try it, right? We can. It's just an experiment.
Just checking my tuning.
This is a little song that we recorded this summer. It's a little song. I started writing it about a year ago. It was a little song for Kurt Cobain, but as time went by, I realized that it was partially inspired by him, but mostly inspired by the boy within us all.
He has gone to breathe.
for the dream that dreams itself about a boy beyond it all, about a boy beyond it all. From the forest, from the foam, from the fields that he had known, toward a river twice as blessed, toward the end of happiness, about a boy beyond it all, about a boy beyond it all. From the chaos, raging sweet, from the dark, in dismal streets, toward another kind of peace. Toward the great emptiness, about a boy beyond it all, about a boy beyond it all. He was just a boy whirling in the snow. Boy, where are you going? Boy, as you take leave, boy, what are you leaving, boy? This child's smile, this God-given gift, this pain in your gut, injustice and tears and smiles and treasures and the leaves falling trees, they fell about him. The seasons changed, and snow fell cool, pure, on the tips of his fingers, and he took look at all and he was just a boy whirling in the snow. Yeah. just a boy who would never grow.
Thank you. Are y'all tuned up, Tony?
Yes.
Are you ready? I want to do one more song for you that I wrote with my husband, Fred Sonic Smith. Who I send my regards.
Dreaming absorb you as I surrender into my sleeping. Well, I repeat my dream to you. People have the power. People have the power. People have the power. People have the power. The power to train, to rule, to wrestle the earth from fools. Well, it's decreed the people rule. Well, it's decreed the people rule. Listen, I believe everything we dream can come to pass through our union. Oh, we can turn the world around. We can turn the earth's revolution. People, we have the power. Decreed the people rule. Well, it's decreed the people rule. Power. Power. The people and the power. Power. The people and the power.
Power to dream. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you so much. I had a great time. I really did. Don't forget to drink some water. It's really hot. Six glasses of water. Tony Shanahan. Thank you. Thank you so much. We're going to do one more song for you, and then I got to rest for a few minutes because I got to do this all over again. But of course, you can trust me that it will be different next time. And I just wanted to tell you, I know the tickets here cost a lot of money. I'm aware of that, but they cost a lot of money for two reasons. One, because we promise to give a good portion of it to a good local cause. And and the other reason that I let them charge so much is because I'm thinking, like, you know, ahead for, like, old age. I'm thinking if I get you used to paying a lot to see me when I get old, and you'll still pay it, and then I can always make a living. I want to dedicate this song to my friend Rose Schatt, who departed.
Speak to me, heart. I feel the needing to bridge the clouds. Softly go, where I wish to know, where I wish to know. Oh, you'll ride, surely dance in a ring, backwards and forwards. Those that feel
can feel the glow, a glow we all will know, a glow we all will know. Speak to me, heart, all things renew, hearts will mend round the bend, pass that cross, cross again, pass that cross, we'll cross again. Speak to me, shadow, I spin from the wheel, nothing at all, save the need to weave, a silk of souls that whisper, whisper, a silk of souls that whisper to me, speak to me, heart. Cross again.
Me to behave in a totally unprofessional manner. But first, before I do, my friend Tony Shanahan and I will do a little song that I wrote for the greatest professional I knew. The wind. four chords. So how you all doing? Is it hot out there? I'm sorry. Well, you're hot and I'm beat, so that's cool. Where I've been? I've been to New York, Berlin, Seattle, and San Francisco. In that order. Just so you know what period of time we're in. Free France? Oh, I thought you said Lee Grant. I was thinking. What movie was she in? Shampoo or something. Well, I couldn't possibly read Grant right now because I can hardly even see what I'm looking at. But here's a picture of my dad. He's great. Well, we're just... These are my glasses, right? This looks serious. I can't read a damn thing. Well, wait a second. I got these glasses. They're good. Wait a minute. What do you think I've been doing for the past 9.5 minutes? Do you think if Johnny Carson will come back and do a special that I could be on a show? Well, if you hear that, like, you think there's one, you know, coming up, because maybe in California you have extra information. Just feel free to write a letter and say... So, what should I read? All right, that's what I like. I like a good request. I'm sorry, did you say something? Oh, man. Kimberly's great. She's doing good. She's doing fine. Do I got her picture? In my heart, always. How can you miss me? I'm right here. I need a little more light. Is that possible? Can you be quiet?
I can make my own request, but then I appreciate it. Oh.
What? Should I move it? Well, how about if I just come over and... I know you do. 16 in time to pay off. I get this job in a piss factory inspecting pipe. 40 hours, $36 a week, but it's a paycheck, Jack. It's so hot in here, hot like Sahara, you could faint in the heat. But these bitches are just too lame to understand, too goddamn grateful to get this job to know they're getting screwed up the ass. All these women, they got no teeth and gum nor cranium, and the way they suck hot sausage. But me, well, I wasn't saying too much neither. I was a moral schoolgirl, hardworking asshole. I figured I was speedo motorcycle, had to earn my dough, had to earn my dough. But you gotta relate, right? You gotta find the rhythm within. Floor boss slides up to me and he says, hey sister, you're just moving too fast. You're just screwing up the quota. You're doing your piecework too fast. Now you get off your Mustang, Sally. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. I look up and I lay back. I get my nerve up. I take a swig of Romalar and I walk up to Hot Shit Dot Hook and say, hey sister. It don't matter whether I do labor fast or slow. There's always more labor after. I'm telling you, I surprise myself. But she's real Catholic. She fingers across you and she says, well, there's one reason. You do it my way or I push your face in. We need you in the John if you don't get off your Mustang, Sally. If you don't shake it up, baby. Shake it up, baby. Twist and shout. Oh, would that I could will a radio here. James Brown singing I Lost Someone. The Penguins and the Jesters and the Paragons and Georgie Woods, the guy with the goods and the guided missiles. But no, I got nothing, no diversion, no window, nothing here but a porthole in the plaster while I look down at Sweet Teresa's convent and all those nuns scatting around with their bloom hoods like cats in mourning. Oh, to me, they look pretty damn free down there, not having to smooth those hands against hot steel, not having to worry about the in-speed, the dogma, the in-speed of labor. Oh, they do look pretty damn free down there and the way they smell and the hair. I gotta be up here smelling Dot Hook's midwife sweat. I would rather smell the way boys smell. Oh, those schoolboys and the way their legs flap under the desk in study hall and that odor rise in roses, ammonia, and the way their dicks droop like lilacs, or the way they smell that forbidden acrid smell. But no, I got pink clammy lady in my nostril. Her against the wheel, me against the wheel. Ah, slow motion inspection is driving me insane next to Dot Hook. And we may look the same, shoulder to shoulder, sweating 110 degrees, but I will never faint. They laugh and they expect me to faint, but I will not faint. I refuse to lose, refuse to fall down, because you know it's the monotony that's got to me. Every day like the last one, every day like a rerun next to Dot Hook. And yeah, we may look the same, we might look the same, pumping steel, sweating, but you know she got nothing to hide. And I got something to hide here called desire. I got something to hide here called desire, and the fury potion is just about to come, and I will get out of here. I got something here called desire, and I will get out of here. You know, the fury potion is just about to come. In my nose is a taste of sugar, and I got nothing to hide here save desire, and I'm gonna go, and I'm gonna get out of here. I'm gonna get out of here, and I'm gonna get a train, and I'm gonna get a train, and I'm gonna go to New York City, and I'm gonna go to New York City, and I'm gonna be somebody, and I'm gonna get on that train. I'm going to New York City, and I'm gonna be so bad. I'm gonna be so big, and I will turn. I will never return. I will never return to burn out in this piss factory, and I will travel late. Oh. I will travel late. Oh, watch me now. Wait, I didn't do that right. Wait a minute, let me think about it. It's more like, wait a minute. It's because I. Hey, I'm talking to myself. Do you mind? I don't really mind if you interrupt me while I'm talking to somebody else. but when I'm talking to myself, in fact, I'm talking to myself right now.
Of the she is concentrating on thee, concentrating on she. Where I go and I don't know why I spin so ceaselessly. Could it be he's taking over me? Strange music drowns me in, makes me come on like some heroin. Oh.
God, I fell for you. Oh, 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 God, I feel the fever. Oh, God, I feel the pain. Oh, God, forever after. Oh, God, I'm back again. And oh, God, I fell for you. Oh, God, I fell for you. Oh, God, I fell for you. Oh, God, I fell for
Dancing Barefoot. Excuse me, I'm just looking for my glasses. There they are, thank you. So how y'all doing? I hope you're not too squished and stuff, but... And nobody taking fair advantage and pinching anybody's bottom. Still do that nowadays? That was big in my day, trying to get, like, I never could understand, like, exact what? Do I have a child? I have many childs. No, I got something. This is a poem I writ in 19... I know it was in the 1900s, just a minute. I wrote it in 1986, and I read it the night. Sweetie, what is it that you want? No, I just what's your thing? What is it? Do you need to protest for your country, or do you want money for a cause? I mean, here's your platform. Anyway, I wrote this little poem one April night in 1986. It was the night that the poet John Genet died, and so I, you know, we had to salute his passing, but also. We bombed Libya that night for whatever, but that's not my concern. My concern was is that a little girl was killed. So, anyway. I know, I didn't really tell that good, but you know, I've already told this story recently, and I really felt like I was repeating myself.
So what I was doing was I was telling you the spaces between the story I already told. That was really funny. See, one girl says, "That's what poetry really is." And then the other girl goes, "Shut up." So all I can say is they are either both right or both wrong. But nothing in between. It is dawn. I wonder where I am. Oh, yes. Nothing but here. For fair foolish, I caroused within, imbibing grace, a blood claret, refusing to stain the red carpet on which I sit cross-legged, cross-armed with paper and quill and Coltrane. It was a crazy night for woeful celebration, but I did not celebrate. I was mourning crazy as a stranger mourns the desert rain, its brevity, the unexpected thrill, the red dust whirl. Oh, well, we have bombed Libya. We chose a swaggering, vicious romantic lying on his cot, playing Beethoven, playing Alexander, playing a dangerous game. Perhaps we chose well, I don't know. But it is dawn, a dazed warhead struck, and he lies alive, his eyes wiped with weeping. We have chosen well. We have bombed the compound of a little girl, a tiny bud bearing his name, Hanna Gaddafi's swaddling enemy, whose little tiny girl cries are forever stilled, and to what purpose written, if not the gold leaf of surrender, for God's arms are open for a little one like her. It is dawn. Can it matter? Many things have happened in the rich chorus of night. Here, cloistered among notes, a high sigh of a waif, someone else passed from his skin, as you were blown from yours. A soul discarded by a thief in flight from his one-star Paris hotel. Jean Genet, sacred bugger liar, the greatest poet of our century, another swaggering, frightened son of a bitch, an angel with little chance of redemption, saved to be suffered by the soul of a child. Hannah, little flower, take the hand of this man who loved beauty, liberty, the insane dance of a people who would devour the sweat of a people like yours. Lead him across the violent threshold where all his marvelous pals await. He loved a people, a poem, and being a treacherous, soft, radiant man would love you, a little girl, orphaned like himself, gathered in the arms of the enemy and given a name, Hanna Gaddafi, wrapped in muslin and burlap sack. Your ashes will render pure one who could not reclaim purity, but be anointed by it. May the prison in which he stands be as a pack of cards, a sanctuary to press his weight and form columns of roses, garlands to set upon your head. Hanna, you are the dawn that is breaking the heart of God, exposing all his love for every little thing. May the sun be cloaked in your name. Hanna, be bright. The perfect dawn arrives. May God embrace you both, and may your sleep be a train of dreams, wider than a bride's. This is a little song that my husband and I wrote for our son.
Call the deep.
just begins. When he is done and the little dreamer spins, just take my hand and let it go. Little blue boy, you're on your own. Little blue path, as those feet fly. Little blue shoes that walk across the sky. May your path be.
Little lady, I'm gonna ask you one more time. If you got something you wanna say, please I will stand in your place and you can come up here and say it. But if you don't got nothing to say, stop wanking off over there. Go to the bathroom or something, okay? Or if, like, you're bugged or bored, I'll give you your money back. If you're joyous and upset or weeping, weep in the bathroom. I've seen enough weeping. So do something else, because you're... And I don't mean to point you out. It's just mainly I got work to do, and I can't concentrate on one person right now. Hey, don't clap. That was a private conversation. But actually, I can say if somebody had the art of private conversation to such a degree that they got applause for it, that must be pretty good. Yes? 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 She might have made the wrong move. Look, I am not a licensed psychiatrist. I only play one on TV. Oh, come on now. Listen. Hey. I'll pay extra to watch this show. It's actually tailor-made for me at the moment because I'm really exhausted, so take over, man. Ah, shut up. Either you'll feel okay or you'll be puking. But actually, sometimes a good puke is just what the doctor ordered. Okay, we'd like to do a little Robert Hunter tune and and salute San Francisco's departed. Oh, wait a minute. All of my friends came to see me last night. I was laying in my bed and dying.
Anybody know from San Angel? Say the weather down here is so fine.
Just then the wind kept scrolling through the door, but who in the weather command?
Just just want to have a little peace before I die, and a friend or two I love at hand.
Fever roll up to 105. Roll on, I'm gonna roll back down.
Just one more day, I find myself alive. Tomorrow maybe go beneath the ground.
See how everything leads up to this day, and it's just like any other day that's ever been.
Bridge one more time.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, what do we do? Do we have to do this part? Wait. Is it here? I'm sorry. This is the important.
Here we go.
Okay. See how everything leads us to this day. Just like any other day that's ever been.
Just going up and the sun it's going down. Shine through my window and my friends they come around.
The people and the people do care that such a man is gone.
Take a look at poor Peter, he's lying in pain. Now let's go run and see.
It's gonna be. You're gonna give your love to me. Love to last just one more day. Love for real, not fading away. Love for real, not fading away. Than a Cadillac. I'll try to show you, just driving me back. Your love for me has got to be real. and all to show you just how I feel. Love for real, I fade away, yeah. Love for real, I fade away. Your love to me, love to last just one more day. Love for real, not fade away. Love for real, not fade away. Love for real, not fade away.
I hate to tell you this, but I am really beat. I don't know if... What? Oh, maybe I could try that one. I don't think I actually ever read this one, so I'm curious to see what it says myself. If I don't like it, it ain't my fault. I only writ it. You picked it. The sheep lady from Algiers. What the hell does that mean? Nodding though the lamps lit low, nodding for passers underground, to and fro she's darning, and the yarn is weeping red and pale, marking the train stops from Algiers. Sleeping, though the eyes are pale, hums in rhythm with a bonnet on, lullaby a broken song, the sifting cloth is bleeding red, weeping yarn from Algiers. Lullaby, though baby's gone, the cradle rocks a barren song. She's rockin' with her ribbons on. She's rockin' yarn and needles, oh, it's been long comin' from Algiers. It's like sitting next to a jack-in-a-box. You're up and down. You might wonder why we're sitting here the whole time like this. It's just because I'm getting ready for the talk show of the future. I'm almost old enough to pull it off. Well, thanks. Have you seen Dylan's dog? It got wings, it can fly. If you speak of it to him, it's the only time Dylan can't look you in the eye. Have you held Dylan's snake? It rattles like a toy. It sleeps in the grass. It rolls in his hand. It hums and it strikes out when Dylan cries out. When Dylan cries out, have you pressed to your face Dylan's bird? Dylan's bird. It lies on Dylan's hip. It trembles inside of him. It drops upon the ground. It rolls with Dylan round. It's the only one that comes when Dylan comes. Have you seen Dylan's dog? It got wings, it can fly. When it lands like a cloud, it's the only thing allowed to look Dylan in the eye. Thank you. That was the distorted Big Sur version. I'm really excited. I'm going to see the Big Sur tomorrow. And I'm going to become a beatnik. And I'm going to write beat poetry, which you will buy. And you will sit in coffee shops and discuss it. And as Tony would say, and you'll look.
And you'll look good doing it too.
I was supposed to say that. Now I have to like be embarrassed.
I apologize.
And then I have to turn back the clock so nobody remembers this past couple of minutes. And then I can say, or as Tony would say, and look good doing it. Actually, yours was just better even. So anyway, I had this idea to have a show called Nescafe Theater. I've thought about it deeply, but this is the first time I've publicly revealed this daydream. So if you're going to take the idea and open it up yourself, can I be on it? So what's next? Do we got anything left? What do we got? Did we do all this stuff? I can't remember. What are you in the mood for? I mean, do you want to just... I realize that I'm moving kind of slow, but I'm doing the best I can. So... All right, well, I don't know, do you want to do that? Well, am I ready for that? Let me see. Oh, you're going to tell me what I'm ready for, right? All right, just a second, let me move, get all this out of the way. Let me just clean up here. No. The strength of 1.5. Okay. It's a little song that Lenny Kay and I wrote.
What is
the children that falls from the sky. Tai-ya, tai-ya, mana from heaven, from the Most High, food from the Father. Tai-ya, we shall live again. We shall live. Brother, give and take, keep tai taya, dance little feet, one foot extended, shake to the ground, one foot extended, or turn around. We shall live again. We shall live. Of the word that shakes from the tail, we shall live again. We shall live again.
We shall live again.
Shake out the ghost.
We shall live.
Father, your holy host, dust of thy dust, ghost of thy ghost, we are the tears that fall from the sky, we are the sighs, the cry of your cry, we shall live again, we shall live.
We shall live. We shall live again. We shall live.
What is it, Father, that turns in the blood? What is it, Father, that earthly delight? What is it, Father, tell me when?
On the West Coast. Think it's time for one. Okay, here's my favorite. And if there's any people from the East Coast that already heard it, don't say it. Please. I'll pay you double. Don't say it. Actually, if you really need to tell the answer, if it would really make you really happy, even though it would wreck my night. It's okay. You may tell the answer. I'll understand. Man. Wasn't Steve McQueen great? I just thought of him for some reason. Sorry, it just popped in. He was cool, really. Where were we? Do you remember?
Joke.
What? Oh, joke, thank you. All right. What did it's what did one cannibal say to the other cannibal when they were eating a clown? It's a race in him. Do you remember the question now, or? All right. What did one cannibal say to the other cannibal when they were eating a clown? Is this meat tastes funny to you? That's the biggest response I ever got for a joke so far. Thanks. That was great. I hope I tape that. That'll be a shining moment for me. Well, I appreciate that. And pretty soon we'll have to be moseying on, but... oh, yeah, that sounded really like you... Actually, I preferred the other caterpillar one. No. All right, then I'll just stay for a while. So, you want to hear anything specific? You're an unruly mob. And I... All right, shut up. That's enough. You've convinced me that trying to be democratic is totally useless. Okay, that sounds fair. Let's see, I got a couple here for Robert. I have several. Here's one. This is a little one called Why. Oh, and here's a nice picture. This is a picture of Robert's camera that his brother Edward Maxey, a photographer, took. That's Robert's camera. And see... You know what it's, you know what, do you watch those Gumby thing, the Gumbies where he goes, him and Prickle and Pokey go in the book? They have like a library. This is my favorite thing. They have a library and then they go into some of the books. And if I needed to waste like about 14 minutes, I could tell you some really cool Gumby episodes. But I don't think we're that desperate yet. But my point was... pointless. Oh, I know what it was. This poem is called Why, and I just intelligently put this tripod picture next to it as it looks like an inverted Y. Thus you see the deep reasoning of the juxtaposition. Why is the covenant between the artist and the creator? Why is Yahweh the name, the hands that rearrange? Why is the palm, the rod, the river, a system of law that shall not be mastered? Why is the Trinity, the body, the shaft, the shadow cast? Why is the way of youth, the piss of sentinels, the forgotten vow. Why is still life the last shot before death, a floating gardenia, a storm under glass, a motion of tulips, the hybrid, the source. Why is the exhausted, inexhaustible force?
Is something. Were you applauding the flowers or me walking around to get them? Well, I don't know what that was, that outburst was for. I was merely walking over there. I wasn't going anywhere. So don't think I came back easy. I just wasn't going anywhere. Now, I have to tell you, it is true. I'm pretty pooped out. And that's why I'm sitting on this chair. But it's not because I'm unhealthy or anything's wrong with me or that I've taken large masses of whatever, of what's that thing called? Melatron? Something. Melatonin? Mela something. It's merely just because I'm tired. So, oh, well, you know, I've been rambling. Actually, I've been in some pretty cool places in the past. Well, in the past several decades. In the past 5 minutes, actually, hasn't been bad either. Except maybe the last minute we could have eliminated. But I appreciate all of you being so patient. I know you paid a lot of money to get in, and I appreciate that, and it will go to a good place other than my pocket, which is good as well. But so I appreciate you also. I really didn't know what to, I already done one show and I really didn't know what to do in this one, so I just figured I'm just going to see what they tell me to do. Or so anyway, it was fun constructing the last how much minutes we had together, because we did pretty much spin them all together mutually. and I had a good time. So now what? Oh, you know what? There's a place for us, a shining place. I guess they didn't like it. Oh, gee, I don't know about that. Oh, I do know. Let me see if I remember this one. I don't know if I remember it. Let's just see. Think of me fondly when you say goodbye. Remember me ever so often. Promise me you'll try. And on that day, that very special day, when you are far away and free, if you should have a moment, then spare a thought for me. I hate to tell you, but it's actually from the Phantom of the Opera. And I didn't really see the Phantom of the Opera. Actually, my daughter Jessie taught me that song. She does it better than me. But, well, as William Burroughs would say, since I'm in such a quoting mood tonight, is it's about time for the old sheriff to be moseying off. But before I do, where's that little book? Let me see if I can see this print. I think I can. I think I can. Oh, I know what I was thinking of. The Gumby episodes. He goes into this library, and they're in their little car, and then they see a book they like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. They go in the world of the book. I like to see Gumby and his pals. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that to Gumby. He'd be so embarrassed. I wouldn't do that. But he could go in this one because it's nothing to embarrass a Gumby about. In fact, that's like a credo in life. Just if you live, if you conduct yourself so that you produce nothing to embarrass a Gumby about, you know, you led a good life. Relaxed. This little piece is called Cowboy Truths. Truths. You know, it's interesting. Such a great word is so hard to say. Truths. Unless you have a space in your tooth, within your teeth. Which leads me to remind you. You know what I'm going to say, don't you? Well, and you don't need a really stiff toothbrush. That's a misconception. Also, Tom Verlaine claims that fluoride is poisonous. And he would know. Anyway. I'm just simply saying, take care of your teeth, drink plenty of water. I wouldn't want to blow in and out of town without leaving you some good advice. Drink plenty of water, and well, be good to yourself. So anyway, this is called Cowboy Truth. That was an embarrassing moment. I wanted to tell you sincerely, and then a few seconds went by, and then I thought about it too much, and then I knew it was going to be embarrassing, but the truth of the matter is I actually meant it, even though it did sound slightly insincere. It's like George Burns and Gracie Allen, isn't it? Well, I was thinking that you all were George Burns. Relaxed beneath the sky, contemplating this and that, the nature of labor, the nature of idleness in the sky itself, with billowing masses so close one might lasso down to pillow one's head or fill one's belly, sopping up the beans and gravy with a chunk of cloud meat and lying back for a little siesta. What a life. A day of power. It's his birthday, and in this rare, delicious atmosphere he breathes. He was born as the campfire burned and the red hawk circled. His mother carried him on her back, and his father rocked him to sleep to the strains of a rugged ballad. Careful how you bear your soul, careful not to bear it all. He awakes with a start, aimless wrangler, brimming with goodwill and itching to mosey on. He hoists his burden over his shoulder, his own manner of life, his own end, atrocious and radiant that it may be. He has accepted the majesty of his lot with an unquestioning heart, and his gift lies unwrapped before him. Freedom, mean freedom. He has given away all save for one part, and this blessed speck, this lone lariat, he has saved for himself. Save some for yourself, he drawls amid a fit of laughter, for if you're aiming at spitting at the sky, you better do it with a grin. Standing there, squinting in the sun, everything so damn beautiful, enough to make the throat ache. He scans the terrain, the palm of his hand, and that golden nuance for one small moment of truth. And this is what he's found. Himself, in a labor of love, clearing land, pulling debris from a river, mending its bed, seldom tiring, filled with a crazy kind of hope. He answers to no one, and no one proclaims. You are not forgotten. That's his word, his one great truth, as he reenacts the rituals of youth, putting things right, just a dusty piece of humanity, heaven's hired hand.
it was.
Well, I don't know when I'll be seeing you again. I hope it's soon. And this is a little song that I wrote with my husband.
Imagining of an aspect bright and fair, my sleeping it was broken, but my dream it lingered near in the farm of shining valleys, where the pure air recognized in my senses newly open, will I awaken into the cry that the people have the power to redeem the work of fools, from the meek the grace is shower. Well, it's decreed the people rule. People have the power. People have the power. Vengeful aspects became suspect and made me low to hear when the homage was advancing, because the people had their ear, and the shepherds and the soldiers where they lay among the stars, exchanging visions, laying arms to waste in the dust, in the form of shining valleys, where the pure air recognized in my senses newly open, awaken into the cry. People have the power.
Well, and the leopard and the lamb lie together to the bone. Well, I was hoping to recall what I had found. Oh, I was dreaming, in my dreaming. God knows, pure. Have to do that over. That was really.
deprogrammed them.
That never happens. We started out cool, got cooler, and then became great.
Fountains and like cream, the waters rise, and we stroll there together. When under laugh or criticize, well, then the leopard and the lamb lay together. A true devout, well, I was hoping, in my hoping to recall. What I had found, I was dreaming in my dream, and God knows a pure view as I surrender into my sleeping. Well, I commit my dream to you. People have the power. People have the power. People have the power. People have the power. The power to dream, to rule, to wrestle the earth from fools. Well, it's decreed the people rule. Well, it's decreed the people rule. Listen, I believe everything we dream can come to pass through our union. We can turn the world around. We can turn the earth's revolution. We have the power. We have the power. People have the power. Power to dream, to rule, to wrestle the earth from fools. Well, it's decreed the people rule. Well, it's decreed the people
power to dream. Good night, everybody. Fred Sonic Smith. Don't forget him. Tony Shanahan.